Just Here is playing at Magnet Theatre, and this particular show is something that we created also in association with Astage, who have been so supportive and incredible, and this work would never have happened without them. We were exploring the idea of creating work for children in transitive spaces, children in foster homes, orphanages, hospitals. So we incubated it and we worked in a way where we rehearsed during the week and then we played to our target audience in a creche or in a hospital, whatever, at the end of the week, so that we're able to see what reactions work and what don't work, which has been so important to the work. Because as an adult, you think you know what you're doing, but you don't. And also, to be honest, Pedro has children and Asanda has a child, but essentially nobody else has kids in the company. So it's very important to play and to get that feedback before we carry on. Even though the process is a month long, we always take one day a week to go and see what's happening. So Just Here, we work with a tiny puppet who's manipulated Bunroco style. So it's two manipulators that work here, and she is in a hospital and she goes on a... What we're trying to explore is the idea of when a child is in a space where they have no control, how one can always be in control when one has an imagination. And the fact that nobody can take your imagination away from you. You can be powerful in your own dreams. But also something that is very important, which I've realized from the tours that we've done, is the idea of positive representation. To see a child of color being proactive in their own story is something that's so rare. It's so rare. And then it's amazing when you see children of color see themselves on a stage. And it's a tiny thing, it's not, but it's incredibly powerful. For a child to go, that's me. The play itself is very age specific. Older people might not kind of get it, but when the right age groups watch it, it's mind blowing.